is the 2024 AP NFL Most Valuable Player, edging out Ravens signal caller Lamar Jackson. Jackson was looking for his second consecutive MVP in the third of his career, but Allen takes home the award for the first time. Allen threw for 28 touchdowns while adding 12 scores on the ground, as Buffalo went 13-4 before losing to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Allen is the first player in 21 seasons to win the MVP without being named first-team All-Pro. In other awards announced Thursday night, Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels won the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and Kevin O'Connell of the Vikings took home Coach of the Year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And that's going to do it for your sports here at 17:45 past each hour on the Morning Report. I'm Joey Kieran, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly segment to dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and I'm excited to be here this morning.
Well, what do we want to cover today?
So this morning, we're going to get a recap on the market activity in the Umpqua Valley, and we're going to go over the latest on average sales prices, days on market, and hear the latest on the increases or decreases in appreciation for the last 12 months.
All right. You brought a lot of information. Let's go for it.
Awesome. Well, the first thing we're going to start off with is new listings. So this is an encouraging statistic. New listings, we had 138 new listings in January. That's an increase of 26.6% from the 109 listed in January of 2024. And it's an increase of 62.4% from the 85 listed in December of 2024.
Wow, encouraging.
Very encouraging. There's a lot of home buyers waiting for these houses to come on the market. And moving on to pending sales, we saw 127 pending sales in January. That's an increase of 27% from the 100 offers that were accepted in January of 2024, and also an increase of 51.2% from the 84 offers that were accepted in December.
Now, what about closed sales?
Yeah, closed sales. Well, that's a different story. So we had 68 closed sales, and this is for residential units. That was a 15% decrease from the 80 residential closings in January of 2024, and it's also a decrease of 31.3% from the 99 closings in December of 2024.
Now, I always wonder about inventory, about how long things are staying on the market.
Yeah, so this is interesting, but I think it's going to quickly change when we see February's numbers. But however, inventory increased to 5.9 months in January. I haven't seen that number in probably 4 or 5 years. Total market time also increased to 79 days.
Wow. And as we look at year to date, where are we at?
Yeah, so year to date, so this is pretty much for the month of January comparing to the month of January last year. We saw new listings. We talked about that a little bit. 138. That was an increase of 26.6% year to date. Pending sales was also an increase of 27% year to date compared to last year. And closed sales was a 15% decrease compared to last year year to date.
What about the prices?
Yeah. So when we look at 2025. Year-to-date January, it saw a decrease of 3.6% in the average sales price, down to $324,800 from $337,100 last January. But when you compare that to the rolling 12 months for an average 12-month period ending this January, we did see an average sales price increase of 2.6%. So for the rolling 12 months of January 2025 to the rolling 12 months through January 2024, the average sales price increased to $353,600 versus $344,800.
So a little bit. I mean, is that kind of considered flat overall, or?
Well, it's actually it's you know, the historical average appreciation for the U.S. over the last 30 years is about 4%. So it's a little flat. It's not too flat. It's is still, you know, if you compared that to inflation, they would still consider that above where they want it for inflation. So,
do you feel like the interest rate situation is slowing some people down?
Oh, definitely. They've been sitting on the sidelines for this, but I think, you know, the flurry of activity that we're seeing in January, so many people have been sitting on the sidelines for the last couple of years waiting for interest rates to drop, and they've come to accept the fact that interest rates aren't going to drop. So it's time to get on with our lives and just bite the bullet on that interest rate.
Well, and again, as you've talked about before, if you wait, sometimes during the time that you waited, had you already got in, maybe not on the perfect interest rate, you would already start building equity, which can help you in the long run.
Right. So that's the cost of waiting, right? So if you decide to buy now and we still have appreciation in the market, buy now, gain on that equity. If you're waiting for that magic interest rate, you're going to be losing out on a lot more equity and wealth building.
All right. Now, what else do we want to cover this morning?
Well, we do have a recap for the last 7 days. You know, looking at the weekly update from January 31st through February 6th, we had coming soon new listings. We had two come on in the last 7 days, and that's a total of 4 for the last 4 weeks. New listings for the week, 37. That's exactly the same as the week before. So overall, for the last 4 weeks, we had 146 new listings. This includes everything from residential, vacant lots, commercial properties. Back on the market, we had 19 properties come back on the market. So in the last 4 weeks, we saw 70 come back on the market. Bumpable offers negotiated this week, there was 1, and that brings us to a total of 4 for the last 4 weeks. No short sales pending, not surprising, because there hasn't been too many foreclosures or short sales happening. Price changes, pretty consistent, 26 for the week. Pending sales, this is the number that we're watching, 47 pending sales for the week. This is huge. So for the last 4 weeks, we had 185 pending sales compared to 146 new listings come on the market. And when we look at this pending number, I'm going to say that probably in the county, we're experiencing about a 65% closed to pending ratio.
Interesting.
Yeah. And when we get to sold properties, we had 18 closings for the week, so it was kind of light. So 70 closings over the last 4 weeks.
Wow. So as we look at some of the current listings right now, or ones that have recently sold, you've kind of got the gamut of price ranges and situations here.
Yes, definitely. So if you're down in the Glendale area, southern Douglas County, and you want a lot to build a new home on, this is a lot right here. It has a fixer home on it. Probably be best to replace it, but it is 2 parcels, 487 Montgomery Avenue. It's 0.64 of an acre, and it's only listed for $55,000. Water and sewer are already on the property, so that's a bonus.
Wow, and that one was built originally in 1945, so it goes back a ways. What about up in Oakland?
Yeah, so if you're in Oakland, not too many properties come up for sale in this location. But here's a 1964 home, 1,900 square feet, all in one level. This is a fixer-upper. It's on 9/10 of an acre, and it's only listed for $260,000. So if you want some sweat equity, you know, you could build this up to a nice investment for yourself.
And let's see here. We out on Littlewood Court, you've got one.
Yeah, so Littlewood Court, this is in the Hughcrest neighborhood. This is a really cute 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home, just under 1,400 square feet, built in 1984, listed for $359. So it does have a 2-car garage and a nice big yard.
Now, we don't see a lot of listings for Scottsburg because Scottsburg isn't that big, but you've got one right now.
Yeah, so if somebody is looking for something on the main Umpqua River, here it is. I don't think this is going to last long. This is a 1/2 acre on the main Umpqua River. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2,400 square feet, listed for $499. It's a remodeled home. I've seen Airbnbs out here or second vacation homes. So could be a great vacation home, fishing lodge, anything that you could think of.
Or a great place to just get away and have some space.
Yeah, it's about an hour from Roseburg, so not going to make it to town very quick.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Let's see, what else is on the market?
Well, this is kind of one that went really quick. This was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, under 1,000 square feet with a detached garage. at 1520 Northeast Winter Street. It was listed for $309.9. It was only on the market 3 days before it went pending.
Wow. We got time for one more.
We got time for one more. This is off Newton Creek, 1604 Northeast Ridge Avenue. This was a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house, 1,900 square feet. It sold for $329. It started out at $385, so they, after a few price reductions and 193 days on market, they finally did sell.
Well, and of course, let's talk about open houses real quick.
Yeah, so open houses. There's only a couple of open houses. So there is a nice open house down at 475 North Main Street in Canyonville. Dan Parker on our team is holding that one. $299,999, two bedroom, one bath, one and a half bath, 1,099 square feet. And it is open today at from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and it's also open tomorrow from 11 to 1.
All right, we are out of time for today. Phone number for people to call you.
All right, you can give us a call at 541-366-6080.
All right, Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.